I did the dating app for 24 hours, okay?
Wow.
And I swiped everybody that had a cat. I was like, oh, God.
I'm chilling. How about you?
I'm good.
How was your vacation?
It was nice. It was nice. Guys, we have
a you just rich enough that you can go to like Mexico for 3 days just for the fuck of it. I commend
Four
you.
Days.
Four days.
Yeah, it was Shin. Fun.
I need your money. I need your kind of money.
Welcome, Laurie.
Oh, thank you very much.
This was
a long time coming.
What? She is somewhat of a fan of the clips anyway.
I am.
Sure. I know.
I love them. I think you guys are hilarious.
We try.
We hear often what you repeat a lot is you guys are raw, yes, and direct.
But yeah, that's you.
It's very real. That's why I like it.
Yeah, of course.
It's important.
Absolutely.
Have you always been? Because I know for a fact that
you're
no, raw.
No.
Even with your boys?
With my boys always. Yes.
But not with strangers.
It depends.
Close friends?
Yes.
So you...
Well, you know, when you're young and you don't know yourself as well, mm-hmm, so you are figuring it out.
Define young.
Than you are now. Okay. Well, you know, I was 24 when I had my first son. So you're young. You're a kid, having
definitely
a kid.
Definitely young.
So you're trying to figure things out. You know, you have insecurities. And as you grow, you... say, fuck it. And now I'm like...
When was your fuck it moment?
When was my...
That was the tipping point? Before that, you were still in...
I was... I don't want to say I was insecure. No, I was pretty insecure for a long time. And then when I started going to the gym and like really taking care of myself and I guess my defining moment was when I started bodybuilding, because it really puts your mind to think about yourself and grow and learn about yourself. And then you're just like, you know what?
Yeah, we saw some pictures. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, she won three competitions out of three.
Three
out of three.
But why bodybuilding though?
It was something that I had to do for myself. I didn't want to be on a team. I just wanted to do something that only I could do.
Tennis.
I proved to myself.
Tennis.
I tried tennis. Broderie.
I don't know. Sewing.
No.
Read a book. Yeah. I don't know.
I tried books. I tried, you know, those positivity blogs and all that. And I was like, no.
No.
It had to be something that was so set in my head and so disciplined that...
Were you training before?
I was always training. I was always in the gym. That was kind of my disconnect from everything because I worked from home. And I raised my kids. And so I was always in that same spot. And then the gym was my outlet.
And put it out there, she is a pastry chef.
I am.
Yeah, she's a pastry chef.
Bodybuilder.
I just got some fattening cookies earlier.
Yeah, I was expecting some protein in it. But
yeah, no. Like chocolate.
when we go all out. Yeah, yeah.
Nutella chocolate.
Yes.
Amazing. So.
But that's very paradoxical with
it is
bodybuilding, you know, training, being disciplined, calories. You count your calories, I'm guessing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then she brings 12 cookies.
No, I'm not eating them.
Not 12 cookies. 12 big-ass cookies.
Nutella, chocolate.
In the middle. In a, like, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're very
because
welcome.
Of you, I took 3 pounds.
No, it's Sunday. They don't count. Calories don't count. You didn't gain anything. It's negative.
If only that was true.
I wish.
I broke my fast with that cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't fast today.
No. Actually, so how was the journey of the bodybuilding though?
You know what? It was one of the most difficult things I've ever done. Mind-wise, you know, I mean, the gym is easy because you're there every day. So the workouts were not hard. But to really focus on the meals and doing what I do also. I mean, I sit in front of pastry all day.
That's crazy.
I have to cook for my kids, you know.
And you cook too?
I cook for my kids. And
she is Italian.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what I want to tell.
Three teenage boys. So, you know, there's always lots of food. And it had to be something that I could focus only on myself. And like when I said it to my coach, he was like, okay, let's do it. And he's like, are you sure? I said, I'm going to try. I said, you
it's
know.
Been how long now? The competition? Your journey. Like
the ultra-discipline.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. So
And what did you, okay, because I saw your before and after pictures, but those were when you were younger.
Yeah, my before picture, I mean, I was 200 pounds my before picture. This was when I was 24. Yeah, yeah, I was picture, 24.
Okay, I didn't go that far.
Yeah,
she looked like how Francis sees me now.
Like a fatso.
Yeah.
No, I never said that.
I was a larger person and...
And short and large. Yes. Like 200 pounds looks very...
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, okay. You're like Francis height.
Yeah, I was
You
big.
Can see the fat in 5'2", for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was like, you know, boom, boom. It was big.
But was that because of your pregnancies or was
it
that...
It was okay. Because of my pregnancies. And then, you know, you're like, well, it's okay because you have
Check
kids. And
three boys. Okay, pregnancy.
Yeah, three men. How is it with three men at home? Well, four technically if you had the father originally.
Yeah, and my dog's a boy also. It's an interesting household.
I guess it makes you tough. You have brothers or sisters, siblings?
I have three sisters.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so...
Wow.
And I cannot ever picture having daughters. My Excuse sisters you? Actually have daughters. And I'm like, I don't know how I would do it.
She only has daughters.
Yeah, I'm a twin, actually. My twin sister has a daughter. And my younger sister has two daughters. And when we're all together.
So you guys only do one gender. Or maybe not. 2023, I'm not too sure we could say that anymore.
I don't know anymore.
One kid.
But in your case, it's don't only like don't boys. Or yeah. Like you pick at the beginning and that's what you're stuck with.
That's
for
it.
The rest.
Yeah. But I'm a bit more tomboy as well. Like, I'm not the most
No
lady,
shit.
But have you been, or is it because of the fact that you were surrounded
no, I
by...
I always was. Okay. I always was. So, yeah, I think having boys was what I was meant to have. Cause I'm a little rough around the edges. I'm not, like, a girly girl. And when I was with my nieces, I'm like...
So what's a girly girl? Just, to, you know, for these teenagers watching the pod with this gender...
I don't want to be judgmental, but confusion. I'm not like... I'm not like super fashionista, you know? No. Like, I mean, I like my running shoes and...
What you see, you
know,
what you get.
Yeah, we watch football on Sundays and, you know,
oh,
like...
that's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, when I dress up, I look like a lady.
ask the question. What's your team?
What's my team?
Yeah,
that's... I'm 44. What do you think my team is?
49ers.
Miami Dolphins.
What? Yeah, Italian. She's Italian. Italian.
No, it doesn't mean nothing. Yes. Yes. It doesn't mean
Dan
nothing.
Marino.
Yeah, Marino. Yes.
Yes. It has to be.
Marino.
She's
40, yeah, Dan
she's
Marino.
44.
Dan Marino.
Yeah. He was a legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember.
Never won,
too.
But still a legend.
I never won.
Yeah, but they're used like Canadian fans. You know, they haven't won in what, 45 years now?
Yeah.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
96, I think.
No, 30.
No, 93.
30.
93.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck anyway we're talking.
Shit.
I stopped listening to that anyway. Worth of money and time and interest.
So people are they going to wonder, Guy is angry at Francis right now. And that's it. I'm leaving it there. Anyway, let's get back to our game.
I still love Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel the tension.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no tension on my side.
Yeah, you know what?
He had high hopes on him. Yeah. I'm a pessimist.
Yeah, actually, yes. Oh, he's a pessimist. Okay. He's like,
I know people. That's why I hate people.
I agree, but, you know, selective.
Yeah, yeah, very selective. Yet here we are. Yeah. Anyway.
So, how's your schedule looks like with three boys?
Like oh. And work.
A Tuesday morning, like a Tuesday, on Tuesday. Like.
Okay, so I also work at a pastry store. So Tuesday, I'm going to get up at like 3:45 and I'm going to go to the gym.
You don't mind shouting the pastry place or you don't want
people? I'll shout out the Dolce Sapore. It's called Dolce Sapore. It's Dolce in Vimo. Oh. And they have three locations. It's fantastic. I'm a cake decorator there, so I do the cakes and stuff.
The one on René Lanek.
Yep. That's it. So
he lives close by.
Oh, there you go. So if you ever want some cake.
I know where I'm going.
Yes.
Exactly, but you shouldn't go anywhere anytime soon. So
no, but everybody knows where Francis lives anyway.
They just show up. Need a wedding cake.
They just show up. They just show up.
If you took cats.
And then next thing you know, he disappears for 4 days. Anyway.
So yeah, Tuesday is that. I'll get up around 3:45. I'll go to the gym. I'll do my hour and a half of the gym. And then I'll go straight to work. And then after
What time do you go to bed?
That was, yeah.
I know.
Eight.
Yeah, eight-ish.
I would go at 7:30. Like,
no, but you feel bad about
it. Sometimes 7:30.
So you have supper at what time?
Well, you know, my meals are very planned, right? So I get home and I literally prepare all my meals for the next day and I prepare my kids' food. And then by 6:30, 7, I'm going upstairs to go to sleep.
And your kids are still up having regular supper at 8, 9.
Well, they're older, right? So they...
Your youngest is 15, so...
Yeah, they all cook, though, my kids, too. So, like, I'll cook on a regular basis, but some nights I'm like, sorry, guys, fend for yourselves. Yes.
Yeah, but I have a question.
Well, my ex is a chef as well, so they're always around cooking, right? So okay. they all cook.
You want your kids to have women that cook or no?
I think today that's very rare.
That wasn't the question. Nice, nice try. Nice. I'm just asking. Like,
you're asking for a friend?
It would be nice. Yeah. It would be nice, but they're all very good in the kitchen. So I just hope that the woman they find is going to be useful.
So what are the numbers?
Useful. This is actually interesting. Wait.
Useful word.
So if they don't cook, what else can they do?
Well, they have to help.
They can bear child.
You know?
No. Yeah. But, and again, I'm not degrading anything or whatever.
Oh, not at all. Listen, I chose to be a housewife for 20 years. I stayed home. I took care of my kids. I cleaned. I cooked. And I ran my business on the side. My kids didn't go to daycare. But that was my choice. And I was okay with that, you know? And
She's real. She's not a unicorn. I touched her.
The table.
That's the table.
You said don't touch the table.
Yeah, but the way you put it, it's okay.
But it's called science. And the way I wanted to put the two arms, I didn't have much of a choice. Did anybody help here? I like how everybody's just
You told up. Me not to show up.
Yeah.
So, okay, continue.
She's
a unicorn. She's a real human being.
I was that, like, supper was on the table when he got home from work. The kids were...
Yeah, but you're that generation. Now, yes. Because what's interesting, 44. So in your case, what's interesting is you have three boys, right? But I'm guessing you have expectations for their future wives, girlfriends, or whatever.
I don't. I'm not super old school. I mean, my parents were old school. My ex-in-laws were old school as well. So I think we modeled what we thought we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
I did what I thought I was supposed to do. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. My ex-mother-in-law was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, but two sisters, they didn't do the same path as you.
No, my three sisters did not. I have three sisters. Everybody took a different path, actually. Like, I chose what I wanted to do right out of high school. I went to cooking school. I went to pastry school. I got a job. I was working in pastry. Then I got married. I had kids.
You did it by the book.
By the book. Maybe that's why I'm divorced now, but...
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go there. But
don't shit on the classics.
No.
Yeah, please. That's my path.
And the thing is, like, I chose that and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not like, oh, you know, these girls shouldn't be housewives. And I really think that we should be at home taking care of the kids, you know. He was very helpful, but he had reception halls, so he worked long hours. No,
he was providing differently.
Absolutely.
I get that 100%. But what's interesting nowadays, especially as a dynamic, I'm a father. He's a father.
You have a daughter too.
I have a daughter and a son. So I have the complexity of both, right? So, and
your kids cook?
It's very different they both today, cook. Though, okay. I find. Like, the girls it don't know how to cook, and they don't know how to do, not all of them. I'm generalizing, but... I don't know. I don't see it as them finding somebody that's going to be that stay-at-home mom because everybody wants a career, which, again, is fine too. But
maybe don't go through the stay-at-home mom, but also this priority.
Absolutely.
Family is a priority. You can work, 100%. But also understand that if shit hit the fan,
for sure,
I'm taking one for the team. Yeah. So.
And that's what I did, but that was my choice because I could have worked and sent my kids to daycare, but I was like, no, I want to be home with them. So.
No, but that's okay. But the thing is where I'm a little bit more worried, let's just say, is the standards and what because when we were growing up, right, you said we had our parents as an example, yet there was a difference. Like my mom was working. Those were the first generations of working and staying at home.
Yes.
Right. My mom has so many companies, right? She works like crazy, yet she'll come home and cook for my father. And for her, it's not. It's part of her routine.
Of course.
Some people go to the gym to disconnect. Her, it's cooking.
Yeah.
Right? Her routine. She's very routine-esque in that sense. She cleans the house. She has a humongous house, and she doesn't want a cleaning lady. She likes to clean it her way.
Of course.
And that's okay.
Yep.
But now that's a dying breed. And that's with that, that there's a different evolution. But what's going on is the question that I ask that every woman hates that I ask is like, what do you bring to the table? Because if I'm going to be cooking, providing, taking care of the kids or, you know, whatever, working, except being pretty, literally. No, because that's the only thing I cannot bring. I'll never be pretty. I'm more rugged in the sense I don't like to take care of myself, physically speaking, or visually speaking. Physically, I train, I do sports and whatever, even though he doesn't believe me.
But your marriage material?
Yeah, well, it seems, yes. But the thing is, like, if you come and you're doing everything, or you feel like you're doing everything, and the only thing she can do is make reservations or Uber Eats, this is where it becomes delicate. So now you have to give and receive. What are you giving? Nowadays, with this OnlyFans fiasco going on and all these Insta famous Instagram models and whatever, it gets worrisome.
For sure.
Because I'm like, okay, my son now, what is his expectations as a girlfriend? Because when I work in a high school too, I'm a coach, basketball coach. So I walk in the hallways and I see from Sec 1 to Sec 5, these young kids with their phones and these and I'm like, okay, they're going to have problems that I never faced. Because me, it never was conceivable to meet a girl that had nudes on the internet. Because the internet did not exist when I was in high school, right? It came in 96. I was finishing high school. So having nudes or, you know, Snapchat videos of me or whatever, whatever, it was not. So it was a problem I could have never faced. Yeah. I have no idea what it looks like. But nowadays, I have to have these conversations like, oh, what is a red flag? Yesterday I had supper with a couple of friends. And there was this young girl, whatever, and my friend asked, he was like, so what's a red flag for you, whatever, whatever. And then they turn around at me. And I was like, if she has 5,000 followers and it's not part of her business, for me, that's a red flag. If her account is public and she doesn't have a business, for me, it's a red flag. Because you're requiring other people's attention and validation. And I cannot be, I'm not an insecure person. I'm not a jealous person. I'm not a control. But if you push me towards that direction, I'm not going to feel me myself anymore. And I just find that a bit weird. As ironic as we have a podcast here, I'm a very discreet person, very reserved person. I keep everything on the down low. Whatever I share is public information. And that's
well, you share what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's, so now I'm thinking about my son and I'm thinking about my daughter. So I'm telling her, okay, what you should expect is this type of man. But we always laugh. We watch these TV reality, all these men are crying. And I'm not saying it's okay. You know, expressing, but he's a little bit more in that extreme. So I have pretty much both extremes.
I'm not that much of an extreme, but I still want my daughter. Like, what I realize that every father, oh no, not every, I'm generalizing. I'm sorry for lack of
a better word.
Yeah. I'm generalizing all men, all father like her daughter to be with a better man. So a man that going to say that going to love her, that she's going to be the only one, blah, blah, blah. But deep down, you'd rather have a son-in-law that is, without using the term alpha, because we hear that a lot.
So what you're trying to say is she'll feel safe and secure.
Safe, and he will take care of her.
Yeah. Exactly. Protect without her. Being the
macho and, you know.
But there's, I think there's nothing wrong with that.
100%.
You know, like, I look at my boys and they're all extremely different. Like, two of them have girlfriends. And my oldest is 19. And his thing is rose before hoes, you know? And
my man.
Like, he loves his girlfriend, but he's like, you know, and I hear my them man. All talking like,
oh, don't stop, don't change to... until you're 35.
That's it.
Continue.
And like, I'm like, listen, it is what it is. And then my middle one is like, all he wants to do is be with his girlfriend, but he's only 17, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I love the girlfriends. They're fantastic. But you worry because you're like.
But are they fantastic forever or they're fantastic for now?
Watch out.
Because there's a big difference.
17, not.
No, because it's different. Because
it
are
is
they
very different.
Are they like, oh, baby mama material? Because I was talking to a friend of mine.
Well, they're only kids.
Exactly. But newer so parents. No, them, they don't need to think about that. But us as parents seeing it outside looking in, chances are that's not going
to
be.
I kind of want them to, you know, have seven girlfriends before they get married.
But that's okay. The dream, right? Where you have, you see, that's okay to say about boys, but if you would have daughters.
I don't know if I would be the same, you know?
You like, wouldn't be the same.
No, you wouldn't be the same.
If I had a boy, I would be like, buddy, at least sleep with 15 to 20 women before you stop on one.
You know what it is too, is like you see the parents of girls and you meet the moms, you know, and I have a lot of friends that have daughters and they have this like, that they think their daughter is so innocent. You're like, okay, lady. Like,
but that's part of the process. That's respect, I find. Because a lot of things that my parents never knew out of me is I was out of respect and fear, of course.
Absolutely.
Right? But that's where I get a big clash of cultures with, let's just say, more of the Western, where they bring their girlfriends home and everything like that. I'm like, My son was at his mom's, right? I'm separated. Well, we're not together anymore. It's been more than 8 years. And last time my ex calls me, she's like, she was talking about my son. He has a friend over. I'm like, cool. Me, I said friend. Me, automatically, I thought a boy.
I think it's a boy.
And then she's like, oh, it's a girl. I'm like, a girl? But my first reflex was, what, her father knows she's there? Because I don't want to be part of the problem.
Exactly.
And I spoke to my son. I'm like, who is that? She's like, oh, she's just a friend. She plays basketball. We get along and we're in the same classes. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I have no worries about that. They know the rules, no closed doors, blah, 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 right? And I'm not-
The fact that you have to say no closed door if-
No, I said that to my ex. I didn't say that to him.
Okay, oh, but I've why not?
It to mine. No, I'm like, they're not allowed in the room, in your room.
No, no, but that's it. But no, if they go because he has his computer in his room, if they want to do whatever.
But at the same time, I'm not stupid. They're in the basement.
Yeah, but my son, honestly, again, like he's this little cool kid at school. Now he's discovering that he's, you know, the cool basketball player, whatever, and he gets along with guys and girls, and that's okay.
Of course.
But me, the thing is, I don't want to respect the parents of the girl. And my ex was like, oh, the mother dropped him off. I know the father wasn't too happy about the idea.
Yeah.
As he should.
And I'm like, you see? And then I turn around to my daughter. I'm like, don't even let it cross your mind. And she's like, no, I would never dare. Because my kids know how I am. And even I'm like that with them. They never meet girls at my house.
That's what I think of the girlfriends as well. I'm like, is the mom okay with them? Because they're always at my house.
So you don't want to be those parents. Oh, yeah, you can do anything at
like
her parents.
My middle one, that he never goes to her house. So I'm like, maybe because the dad is not okay with it. I don't know. I don't ask questions. It's not my business. But I'm like, I guess.
But it is your business.
Yeah. Technically. I mean, like, I'm okay with her being at my house. That's great.
Because she can control on her side. Yeah, I get to see everything.
I don't think he's allowed to go there. I got to ask him, actually.
You should just ask him.
He never goes there.
Is she Italian?
She is. Yeah, that's probably why too, but I don't know.
Again, it's just fascinating, especially now today. There's these new terms, these new expressions, these new rules where I'm like, I don't know how to act and react.
Well, that's it. I don't know. And I don't know how I would be if I had girls. I don't know.
You would adjust, trust me.
No, because it's fascinating for you. So now you're a bodybuilder, right? And it's mostly a man world, right? And we had this conversation, when was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, about, you know, with somebody?
With who?
With Hani, Francis.
Francis?
Yeah.
Who was there?
That other guy.
He's very quiet.
He's on timeout. But it's like he's on Mexico on vacation. He's MIA. But anywho, to get back to it, we were talking about, would you be with somebody that makes more money than you?
Oh, from I remember a guy. This one, yeah.
And then if she would be smarter than you. And that was the third chapter, actually. This falls perfectly. Would you be with somebody that is stronger than you? Right? But when we say strength here, we're talking about she benches more than you or more athletic than you and stuff like that. So is it important for you now that you're a single mom and you're dating? Is it a requirement that he...
No. That he's a bodybuilder?
No. But he's stronger athletic, than you. Yeah, athletic, visually
if
speaking.
If his quads are smaller than mine, we're going to have a problem. But.
But you don't have small quads.
No. That's
what I'm saying. So that's putting the.
If he's tinier than me, then it's going to be.
Well, he doesn't do legs. That's
yes.
It.
No, but let's just say he's tall, right? You're 5'2. So let's just say.
Everybody's tall.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody's tall.
So he's 5'5, but he has skinny legs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Said that I was tall. After all of this, he said I was tall.
Everybody's
taller than her, even Francis.
Yeah, everybody's taller.
I said he was 5'2 too.
Yeah, I know.
Especially six. After this week. But
five,
anyway,
six.
I think you shrinked. It's the heat of Mexico that shrinked you, right? But bad quality clothes. You know, when you put it in the dryer, it shrinks.
My skin is bad quality.
Put him in the sun and he shrunk a little bit.
Exactly.
He doesn't have a tan.
Exactly. So is it not necessarily a bodybuilder, but somebody that looks...
It has to be somebody that takes care of himself because...
What does that mean?
Yeah, define me taking care of yourself.
Nobody's going to eat the same way as you do right
no,
now.
No, you know what? It has to but that be has someone to be a, that respects that has to be a what struggle. I do.
If she wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Because that has to be an obstacle in its own. It's, imagine you're dating somebody and she's...
And she goes to bed at 7:30.
I know.
So when you go for supper, like it's a coffee at 4?
I have to take a nap and I'll be okay, you know? But it's going to be a struggle. It will be. they have to understand and respect what I do. They don't have to do what I do.
Yeah, but it goes both ways.
They have to be fit. I'm not going to lie. I'm being judgmental, or no, maybe I'm,
but you're entitled to want whatever like, you want.
You have to apologize.
Well, it's like fuck dating them. Apps, you know? Like I'm not going to swipe on an ugly guy that I think is ugly. Sorry, but that's what a dating app is.
That would be ridiculous.
I'm not going to apologize, but yeah. That's what it is, right? I mean, there's attraction or you have to be attracted. Sure. And then the person has to respect what I do and support what I do, but they don't have to bodybuild.
But if he's in the same reality as you, not necessarily bodybuilding,
he's in the same reality, the
same kind of reality, it's probably easier for him to adapt.
You know what? It could be harder because maybe there might be a bit of competition there. Imagine we're
competition.
Both competing.
I think it's a woman thing, competition.
Not necessarily.
You think
men
would
not
feel in competition?
How much do you bench
I'm
right
not
now?
Saying, you know what? It's very different for a bodybuilder, especially women. Yeah, you're not necessarily I don't really going do for bench. Strength. I don't really bench press. Like, I'm not that strong.
So how do you squat?
I can squat.
Yeah, because you were talking about
probably squat you, but
or it's more the eating part.
It is. Yeah, it's really, very much really, the really eating important. More than the working out. For me, it's 90% what I eat and 10% the gym.
Yeah.
So the gym is just to sculpt the rest.
It's sculpting really. Like I mean I'm strong. I'm for don't sure, get me strong. Wrong. I'm strong, you know.
I already saw you at Fitful.
But you did.
Yeah, I did.
So like I bench a plate barely. I can probably get but maybe this, six
but
reps.
That's a lot. But this is strong. That's strong. Yeah.
You know, it's strong
a
for
plate is strong.
For your height. 5'2"
girl.
That's it.
Yeah.
That but, used to be 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't strong before, but bodybuilding is really diet. It really is a focus on the diet and like.
So you have a dietitian?
My coach makes my meal plans, and so like it's really about the calories and all that. So I think that would be the hardest for
you. Do you order breast milk?
No, I don't even drink milk.
Someone asked me to ask you that question. Actually,
really?
Yeah, swear to God.
Oh yeah.
I don't drink milk at all. I think it's gross.
I don't either. I'm actually vegetarian, so whatever it's coming
you're
from.
You're vegetarian? Really? Yeah. Okay, but you eat eggs. Yeah, you're not vegan. You're vegetarian.
No, I'm not vegan.
No, but he eats fish. He's that
How
other thing.
Vegetarian. You don't eat steak?
Nope.
That's like my favorite thing in the whole entire world.
So what's your favorite healthy meal?
Healthy meal?
Yeah.
Who likes healthy meals?
No, but whatever you're doing
I
for
like
your training,
meals,
but no, something you enjoy the most.
Meatballs and pasta.
No, isn't it like meat, no, it's chicken breast, broccoli,
no,
and rice.
No, no.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And some lemon
like
on
like
top.
The healthy thing, which you like the most, yeah. But it's for sure way too
What's the less disgusting healthy meal?
my most favorite thing in my meal plan is the oatmeal.
The oatmeal?
Yeah, the oatmeal is my favorite. But like,
it's always a little sugary part that you don't have in this.
When we're not on the prep, like the diet, I can swap out like different proteins and, you know, different vegetables and stuff. And I'm a chef too, right? So I don't eat chicken and broccoli and rice all the time. And I spice my food and like I switch things up.
Wait, spice is bad? I thought spice was good.
No,
depending
but like I spice it because, you know, I'm a chef. I know how to cook. But when I'm on prep and he gives me specific things to eat,
but
I have
white.
To follow.
You know, well, she's Italian.
She's
I'm
Italian.
Kidding.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. Kidding. I'm
like
kidding.
My
yeah,
last prep,
both
I
Italians.
Ate white fish for like 3.5 months.
Every day,
every single day, every single meal.
Yeah, I feel you.
I didn't have chicken. I just had tilapia every single day, 3 times a day.
With what?
With rice or sweet potatoes and green vegetables.
Yeah,
they like, say when you were losing weight.
Yeah,
back
this
then?
Was on like
on the journey.
When I was like,
and how many times a day?
Broccoli for rapinis.
Three.
I don't like broccoli, so I take rapini a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brussels.
But you no, but she has more than 3 meals a day
for sure. 6.
It depends. Like right now I'm not on prep, so I can switch it up. But when I was on, my lowest was 1,400 calories. I had 4 meals a day.
14.
It was like 4 ounces of fish and a cup of
this
rice.
Is what,
and
like a week or 2 weeks before?
I prepped for a long time.
Oh,
I
God.
Prepped for longer than 12 weeks. I prepped for almost 20 weeks. But I'm on the lowest.
1,400?
No, I was at 1,700 for a while. And then, you know, he drops me at the last like 4 weeks to 1,400 and...
Jeez.
That fish and yeah.
This reminds me when my daughter looks at me when I do the fast and she's like, "Daddy, you don't like to be happy."
Yeah,
literally.
Because like,
now,
feel?
Cause
like,
now you did two
end,
three competitions. You won them all three.
Yes.
You still feel the need to
one more time. I have to. Do it one
I feel
more
like
time.
You say that every time.
I have to do it one more. You know what it is? I when I started, I didn't want to win. I just wanted confidence because of everything that happened. I was like, I just want to do this and see if I can feel the confidence.
Yeah.
That's it. And I even told my coach, like, I might not even
get on stage. How long ago the first one, the first competition?
It was two years ago. It was right after COVID. It was right after COVID. So I went in, like, I just want to go on the stage. I want to feel confident. I don't care if I win. I don't care about anything. And then
I won.
And I was like, I said I'm doing this once. I'm never doing
it. So which category are you?
I'm figure.
Okay.
So it's... we're more muscular than bikini girls, but we're less than the bodybuilding, yeah. Like the big, so it's
the big girls.
It's a very classy
category. So what's your strength, you?
My strength is my shoulders and shoulders. My back.
Yeah, because back is the one that has the most points lately, I've noticed. Because when I was watching the Arnold competition, they were seeing a lot more legs, and then they said that it evolved pecs, biceps, and now the back because of so many muscles and the way it could figure. Well,
in my category, like that's the V taper is what's important. The shoulder and the back, and then like the glute and stuff. Like bikini girls, they don't even show their back. It's more glutes and, you know, they're very, I don't want to say they're very skinny, but they're
thinner.
Yeah. Thinner, so we're more muscular. And like when I started, my coach said, you can't be a bikini girl. You're already too muscular, but I didn't really want to be the bikini girl.
And it's not an, there's no age.
There is. So there's age and height categories.
Oh.
So I'm like.
Really?
Yeah. Because like imagine me next to a 6 foot tall, you know.
But before it wasn't like for men, is there a.
I think it's a bit different. You know what? It depends how many people are in each category too, right? So my category is 35 to 45 right now.
Men.
Men is weight. It depends.
Oh, because when Arnold. Oh, yeah. It could be weight.
Because there's different categories for the men too, right? So in mine, there's no, like, they put us on stage according to height and age. I'm between 35 and 45, so I'm masters. And we compete in our age category, and then we do the overall.
Oh, so this is your last year. And then you change categories.
Then I change, that's why.
And then she's going to go
we finally
five.
Got, now we know.
And my birthday falls... right after the show. My birthday is August 7th, and the show really is always August 3rd.
So it is your last one in that after that category. What's
Grandmasters?
Yeah, you don't like the Grand?
It's not the same.
Grandmaster also, Silver Fox.
But they're really disciplined. I think older you get, those people get way more disciplined than probably younger ones.
But you know what it is? There's less and less people. So like I could be competing against one other person. Or I could be the only person. So then it's not really a competition, right?
So how many exactly. people were you competing against the last three competitions?
So the first competition, I think we were seven. Mm-hmm. And I won all my categories. And then the second one, so the first is regional. When you win regional, you go to nationals. So I went to nationals and I think we were five girls. So I won that and they won like the overall. And then this year I went in the open. So the open is all the age groups against each other. I got second, and I got first in my category. So I missed the pro card by a point. And at the beginning, I didn't really want the pro card, but
when I got the itch, it's not that far away.
Yeah. Yes. So this year I was disappointed that I didn't get it. That's why I want to do it one more time before I turn 45.
So when did you take the decision to be like, I'm sorry for my French, I'm too fat, I need to lose weight? When was that?
It was,
I'm sorry, but.
And at that moment, we kind of got canceled.
Yes. So
we got canceled.
I am a twin.
I got nothing against weight, whatever, but.
Yes, you do.
Honestly, I was not really fat heart, and I hated it. I was so ugly. I was like, I don't
35,
like
you said?
No, I was 24.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a twin. And when I got pregnant, my twin started working out. So I was like, I'm literally the fat twin. You know, and people were like, "You guys look exactly alike." Like, oh, yeah. They're like, "How do you before tell and the after. Difference?" I'm like, "I look like I ate her for breakfast. Like I was huge, you know." Like people are like, "Oh, you're exactly the same," and I was like, "Well, I don't want to be the fat twin." And that's when I, like, you get out of the shower one day and you're like, "Oh my god, that's what I look like." And then you're like, "Yeah, no," and right away I started dieting, working out, and it took me about 8 months to lose the weight, and then I never got fat again. And then when I started,
that was after your first child.
That was after my first, yeah. Then I got pregnant. Okay, and I was like, ah, shit.
You have to start over.
Yeah, but I didn't gain as much weight. So I
what did you do?
I just
didn't. What was your secret?
Like a, I guess I didn't eat like a cow. Training until you were
I
able
only
to do
started
it
working out after I had my first because I was so okay. big, you know? Yeah. So I was working out at home. With the second one, too, I started working out right away after to lose the weight. And the third one, I barely gained any weight. And then the second my third one started kindergarten, I went to the gym and I never looked back. I literally got to the gym at 5 a.m.
So there's no excuses. When we see a lot, I don't know, maybe.
I mean, you have two, three children. Excuses. I mean.
A zero.
So what did your family think about all this?
At the beginning, they didn't really agree with it.
I figured. Classical.
They didn't understand it. They didn't understand it. Mm. It was really, and like they didn't bother to learn to understand it. So.
Did they support you? Not like you would.
Kind of ish.
Ish.
That's a polite way of saying no.
You're my daughter. I love you, but
I think they had a hard time with it because you don't understand it.
Very
right?
understandable. Like, keep in mind, it's classical. It's classical families. They have these traditional where women represent. You know, you should be
For Italians.
Yeah, I would go to Easter and they would be like, "Why are you not eating our food?" And I'm like, "I can't eat that."
Just me, just because I'm vegetarian, I don't eat their food and they don't like it.
There was a judgment, I guess, you know, like, "Why are you doing this? Why do you have to do this?" Or my mom would be like, "You look sick." I'm like, "Thanks, Ma."
Did they show up at your competitions?
Well, they wanted to come to the first one. They both caught COVID. Oh. So they couldn't come because by the time...
That's a pass. That's a pass. Look, give me COVID. Cough in my face.
At the beginning, they didn't really... I don't think they were going to come. But then finally when they got like, okay...
You won. You're like,
not my daughter.
When they came to the second one, they spoke to my coach and they really, my dad was talking to my coach. And then when I won, he was like, "I get it." He was like, "I get it now." And this one, they were super, super supportive of the last one.
And your kids?
Cool.
I think my kids' friends think I'm really cool. My youngest is super supportive. Like
his mom can break your face.
They're like, "Put a sweater on. My friends are coming over."
I feel it's the same with you. I think the friends of your son or your daughter pretty think that you're cool.
I don't see them. I don't meet them.
Even with a coach.
They know of me. Because
basketball coach?
No, but basketball coach, I don't see my daughter's friends.
Okay.
My son, the thing is, the kids that I coach, they don't find me cool. I'm their coach. Right. I'm the figure of discipline. Right. But the results are there. We have fun compared to the rest of the coach. A lot of players from other teams come and chill at my practice. Mm. Right. But because I have this strange reputation at school, because I'm an OG. And the thing is, I wasn't supposed to coach. And then the director of the coaching, my son wanted me to coach. So when I introduced myself, just to say, "Hey, what's up with that?" He's like, "Yo, I've seen you somewhere." I was like, "I used to play ball at Momo next door," whatever. He's like, "Oh yeah, you're with the OGs with these guys." I'm like, "Yeah, we all play together." He's like, "Yo, it would be an honor to have you as a coach." I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, "I haven't coached in 20 years, but okay, cool." And because of that, everybody's like, "Oh, why does he respect him that much?" And whatever. And like, you know, I always have carte blanche type of thing. Mm. But I come in, I do just coach and bounce. Kids know who I am. Parents love me because compared to the other coach, I'm so disciplined and they see the progress and the kids are happy to come and play and stuff like that. But my kids, my son,
he sees you
like
all
my
time,
daughter so. Doesn't like, she's like me. She's very discreet. She doesn't like, and the issue she's having right now in school is a lot of teachers or security guys are like, "Oh, say hi to your father."
Yeah, mm.
They're like, "God damn it." Like there's eyes everywhere.
You can't do anything.
Exactly. And I'm guessing it's a little bit of a heart, but it's not a big deal. But she's mentioned it a couple of times.
Yeah, I guess.
So I'm not the cool, I'm the cool dad for them because all her friends see all the activities we do. Go and watch basketball games, football games, baseball, whatever.
What was the basketball game last
week? It was NCAA, college basketball at Place Belle. It's a tournament, a North American tournament. So we go, we take pictures, we have VIP things. And like they put it on, you know, on their social media or share it with their friends. Like, "Oh, you're so cool. You always have something to do." Right? So that's the cool part probably, but I wouldn't know. They don't tell me.
Because
my kids are my biggest critics.
Of course. Sure.
Your daughter is a biggest critic.
Yeah, my daughter is. My daughter is me. That's why I'm not that worried, but I'm still worried as a father.
But you're going to worry forever.
The gray hair. The gray is
I have three. I just started getting.
Is that your natural color hair?
Yes, it is.
Really?
I'm gonna start the gym. Fuck this shit. Yeah, like seriously, type of thing. Exactly. But I can't. I get injured
at the gym. You lost a lot. Congratulations.
Shut the fuck up. Try to be nice here right now. You shut the fuck up.
If you want to get up early, you can come with me.
I don't mind the waking up early, but the thing is, his question when he asks you for your schedule, because I know scheduling is my biggest issue. Discipline is not a problem because I'm good with routines. But waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning would mean me going to bed at 7 is impossible. As a single father, 1 week out of two, the kids are put to bed, let's just say 8:39. And I say put to bed, they're 15 and 13.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
Right? And I wake up every morning at 6, prep, and then go to drop them to school. And I usually go to the gym around 7:38. But because of basketball and soccer, I get injured often now. As much as I stretch, warm up, and stuff like that, it's really complicated. And the thing is, I'm one of those guys that if I injured, I'm like, I'm not going to push my luck. I'm going to stay home.
Ugh, I'm like, it hurts. Let's
go to the gym.
Get over it.
Because I feel like if I push, because when I was younger, broken foot, let's go play. I played a soccer tournament with a broken, with a casket, and it broke down while the tournament was going. And I was like, yeah, I don't have time. It's like, yo, it happened last week. I'm fine. Today, I'm like, I'm going to regret it later. So I'm like, relax. You have to listen to your body. And I'm stuck in between. You get injured?
Right now, I have a screwed up shoulder, but I'm like, it doesn't hurt that bad, so I'll be fine.
But aren't you worried? Did you have like a, I'm guessing you see a physio?
Yeah,
or
I go to the osteo, or I'm trying acupuncture. The thing is, because of my work too, my right side, I'm always using my right arm. So I've had a few injuries here and there, but yeah, I'm one of those people that I'm like,
and for me, the
doesn't hurt.
The crazy part is I've trained. Because I used to play football, whatever. I know what it takes. And I look at myself, I'm like, do I really go back there?
But you don't have the age. Your body doesn't heal the same way. The same way we were talking before. We don't lose weight as quickly as before. And I've noticed it the last three, 4 years.
Well, six days a week minimum plus football, the contact, the blah, 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 whatever, all kind of thing. Now that I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to go run on treadmill, run a little bit. Whatever.
But you see, treadmills, me, I can't run to go nowhere.
So go out.
I've done sports all my life. Like give me purpose. Yes. Run after a ball, score a goal, defend, whatever it is. Give me something that is active, reactive. Running in a treadmill, doing the bike, and just looking at the
just the warm up. The thing is, what I really love with working out, I work out for, there's a goal. I'm not just going to go work out because people say it's good. I need to have a plan. I need to have an idea of what. That's what it's easier for me to have a schedule, meaning I have a coach, I have someone that I'm going to go see at 7 p.m., blah, blah, blah. It's more interesting for me to do that way than actually the overall where I'm just going to go to go. Like you have your competition. You're working out for the
purpose.
Yeah. Exactly.
For a purpose.
Yeah. For me, if I don't have that just to go. I have a membership. I just go there to take a shower twice a week. Every time I go there twice just to take a shower. Because after work, I got to go. There's twice during the week that I got to go pick
fascinates
up.
Fascinates me, this guy.
I got to go
I'm
pick up my daughter.
So you
just go I don't know what
to
say.
After work, there's an Econo right next to the work. I just
so you pay
$37, 36 and change.
That's like people that are like, I go to the gym. Do you go in? Or like, I mean,
that's 8 showers a month, give or take.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive.
No, when you look at
the shampoo included.
No, I come with my shampoo. I always have a bag full of clothes, change, whatever.
Why don't you just go train before?
Yeah, why not?
And just add another 20 minutes. You're already there.
I know.
He's working his way up to it. He's starting with the showers, and then
The thing is, like
20 years later, I take 6 hours a week. I live in the gym because the rent is cheaper, and I use the Wi-Fi.
I pay less hydro at home if I take a shower at the gym.
No, because what happened is, since I move all the time because for work because I'm construction, so I was in Mascouche. So from Mascouche to Laval to take a shower to go pick her up in Blainville was just way too complicated. So I just.
You have to take a shower to pick her up once.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure that I'm.
I
do want to make sure like I look cool, you know.
Clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you're picking up who? Your daughter?
Yeah,
he has to be clean for his daughter.
You think she would mind if you showered?
It's personal. It's me. If I don't go home straight up,
there's a lot of things like that people have these weird pet peeves. Mm. Like I know somebody. A friend of a friend. And this is not me. Every time he went for a number two, he had to take a shower.
What? Okay, that's a lot too of much.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot. Well, he showered twice a day.
I have a humid sheets, whatever you call them.
Yeah, wet wipes.
Yeah, wet wipes.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's extra.
I have
wet wipes.
I don't buy. I have a roll.
No, but he used to always take a shower every right time after? He shit.
Well, what if he's at work or like
he doesn't
somewhere.
Shit? There's a lot of people that I know that don't shit
until they get home,
like in public places and stuff like that.
What if he really has to? And he's like, well, I can't because I got to take a shower. He's gonna go home.
I have no idea. I should ask him.
Yeah, ask him. I really
should definitely ask him.
So I want to know.
You met him too, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Interesting.
Really?
He's the one who opened up the door.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. But yeah, it always fascinated me.
He's a good looking guy. How old is he?
37.
Oh, I see young.
You know that old chill.
But he's not single. But yeah. What? So anyway, it's like it's. But okay, thank you. But I don't even know.
No, because to me it's just weird when I go pick her up. I go to her school. It's kind of I represent my daughter, so I just want to make sure to.
Do you look so that imagine. Different when you?
He has a gym membership for
you
his
look,
daughter.
Do you look
to be
that
clean.
Different when you haven't.
No, no, because I'm after work. I'm dirty.
And well, construction. Yeah, I get it.
But I'm dirty, so I just have a.
So let's just say if you would have a soccer game, you would have to take a shower before go picking up your daughter.
No.
Okay, you're not
you
dirty
smell?
In the same
yes.
way.
Ah, you smell. That's why.
Spicy is too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was blessed by the gods. I can play 3 soccer games. I have no smell. It's not good or bad. There's no smell. Like, my kids are fascinated by this. I can play. They're like, oh, you didn't play. No, I did. You smell nothing. I'm like, yeah, what do you want me to
like,
tell you?
I don't sweat at the gym.
I sweat as hell.
I don't sweat.
I sweat. And I
so
sweat.
That means it's really harder sweating? For you to lose weight. See, that's why I don't sweat neither. That's why
even
I'm
after
but it's true, I don't sweat much.
I don't sweat.
You're not
a
fat.
Lot. I'll do cardio with my sweater on.
Don't try.
Sweat.
You're still on timeout.
Yeah, I don't sweat a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... You do a lot of sauna?
Never. I don't have time. Wow. Oh, yeah. That's like an extra 20 minutes. Oh, yeah.
So what's your special?
Oh, I want to ask a question. We have a partner here that says he goes in to the barber every honey. Every week.
Yeah, me too.
Every week?
Every week.
Every Thursday at 9 o'clock.
That's PM, right?
No, AM.
Oh, anyway, you're a real estate agent. You have weird hours. And he says, even if I'm in relationship, married, blah, 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 I will do the same thing every week. Do you think it's possible?
Well, for sure it's possible. She Look at what it. She
yeah,
does in a day.
It's possible, but I mean, what happens if...
But your kids are way older now.
That too.
Forget about the age of
Hani
your kids.
Doesn't have kids.
No, but Hani, we were talking about Hani having like kids in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Recent future. So I guess
because her, she can go to
two,
gym at. There's a reason why she goes at 3 a.m. 4 a.m.
for her job
schedule.
Yeah.
Well, before I was working out of my home, and I still went at that time.
Oh yeah.
During COVID, when the gyms were closed, I still worked out at that time.
So let's go back to your schedule because we never actually finish. We get distracted here like kids
with the showers.
So you wake up. You wake up in the morning. You don't take anything, I'm guessing. Glass of water, and you hit the gym.
Well, water pre-workout sometimes, maybe a coffee, and then
you don't fast.
No, I don't.
She can't fast.
No, she can't.
It's impossible. Yeah. With 4 meals a day, how? Yeah, it's like every 20 minutes.
I try to push it as long as I can.
It's only 1,400.
But
like
the fasting
1700.
Is not...
Right now, I'm on more than 1,400. But
but fasting, anyway, for women, it messes up their cycle, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they said.
I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter. It's calories in, right? So I can...
Circle
eat.
At her... Wow,
it's
whoa.
It's more just because I'm hungry young. At my just age. You were going to say this again.
He just called you old. Yeah. She menopause? I know you were going for that. This guy's bipolar. One moment he's throwing you flowers, the next he's beating you with it.
You're not that old. You can date a 37 years old guy.
So you wake up, a glass of water, coffee, whatever, hit the gym for about what, an hour and a half?
An hour and a half ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go back home. So we're talking about.
No, she's going to work.
Well,
I think.
If I'm going back home, I'll like today, I went to the gym at
you
4.
You shower at the gym?
No, when I don't. Yeah. When I work, I shower at the gym. Like today, I went back home. I showered. I had my breakfast. I walked my dog. And then I went to Costco and, you know.
No, but Sundays are...
Yeah, always on Sundays at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because
I do my meal prep on Sunday. So, yeah, I know Sunday,
weekend.
But I get there at 9.
But during the
so
week.
Yeah, you train
really
during
really
the
fast.
Weekend? You train during,
yes.
during the weekend.
She works. She trains every day.
I do 6
every day.
I try to take a day off. Like
I
now,
try.
I try. I mean,
it's hard.
That's very easy.
The way my life is set up, you know.
I'm not even competing, like doing competitions like you, and I train 6 days a week.
It's
And you train twice a day sometimes.
Yeah.
I
yeah, but you live with two pussies and two cats. So it's
yeah, but that doesn't.
I used to do twice a day before, but now since I started working, like I'm tired at the end of my work. I don't want to go back to the gym. So I go home and I prepare everything for the next day and I go to sleep.
Yeah, you have a second job with your kids. That's true. My pussies, they don't need a lot of jobs. So
yeah,
clearly. Is it a red flag if a guy has cats? See? That's a clip right there.
You know what?
I have to.
I did the dating app for 24 hours, okay?
Wow. And
I swiped everybody that had a cat. I was like, oh, God.
What's wrong with cats?
I still don't understand lazy. What's wrong.
No, but wait. You asked the question. I would love to hear the answer.
What's wrong with
cats? Be honest.
Be wrong.
Honestly, because I
can't deal with the cat thing.
Is it because of the cats or the person that has the cat? You got to be specific.
I'll tell you off of the
No. Say it. Okay,
something happened.
I have a sister that has cats.
Okay.
Her cats have social media.
Okay, but I'm not like that.
No, but
yeah,
like,
but you take all the pictures that you have from home.
No, meets your stories where you're just.
I take a lot of pictures of my dog, but I feel like dogs are a bit more human than cats. So
no, that's not true.
Are you saying that cats are inhuman?
No, like they're more like humans. Like they have feelings. Cats. They don't give a shit.
No, they do.
They don't give a shit.
Now I understand everything.
You know what? I'm not.
If you think cats have feelings, that would explain a lot about your relationship.
It's not a deal breaker, but.
That's all I got to say.
I have my cats since they're like big like this, and I saw, like, you see a lot of things.
I'm sure you love, like, honestly, I have a dog.
You like your cats like he likes his showers at the gym.
Yes, yeah. It wouldn't be a deal breaker, but.
So what's the deal breakers now?
I don't know.
At your age,
is about my cats.
Your career, your stature, because you're an imposing person,
listen,
regardless.
At 5'2".
At 5'2".
I haven't really dated
when you're at the gym, when you see those shoulders,
yeah, your shoulders are fucked up.
Nobody approaching you. Only
your
man.
Your shoulders are bigger than our biceps.
Only man would be like, how did you do that?
On the dating app, that was the questions that
did
I was
you post
getting.
A picture of you?
I did. I
put, don't do that.
No. Wait. No. Do it.
I was like, whatever. Who cares, right?
No, because dumb people like us think you walk around like that.
Well, I put like normal pictures and then I put my competition pictures.
Yeah, but then they're going to think it's before and after pictures. That's what happens. The thing is, dumb people, and I kid you not, and I'm saying this in pure honesty and transparency, we think those pictures of training are what you look like from Monday to Sunday.
I know.
But like it's summer, I'm going to go to the pool with... like shit.
Do you want me to take off my sweater? No, I'm just kidding.
You could if you want. There's cameras.
Feel
you show it to your fans.
He's done worse on camera.
I'm a little bit more body fat right now than I was at competition.
Oh, the boo boo. She have 12 body percent.
Does that mean 12%? I have to wear a jacket now?
Yo,
or something? Like,
look
I'm
at
more?
You. Shame on
I
you.
I still look muscular, but I'm going to take off my sweater.
But so what's your red flags nowadays?
You know what? They just have to be nice. They have to be nice.
But you can't
what does that
but,
mean?
But you can't tell from a dating app if he's nice
no,
or not.
That's no, that's why the dating app was so weird. And after 24 hours, I was like, I can't do this because I felt like a judgmental asshole. And I was like reading
welcome
people's
to
things.
Society.
And I was like, I can't. People were sending me a message. One guy sent like, you do not intimidate me. I was like, okay.
What the fuck
I'm not
want?
Answering you. One guy
yeah,
was
that's
like,
very insecure
no
behavior.
Life.
Why would you start with that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I was thinking about that actually, trying to tell people what the first sentence you have to start with when you...
Because you're Dr. Love now, because you're in a relationship.
No, not because of that. Even before that, before meeting 5'11", I was already meeting girls in dating apps.
I saw somebody...
53 minutes before talking 5'11".
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say that. Yeah, it's okay.
I saw someone from your podcast on the dating app, but...
There's who? Only two people I can imagine. It's or Phil or Sahar.
No, Sahar was out of the country.
No, Sahar was
so it has to be Phil.
Phil.
It has to be Phil.
Phil.
Yeah.
He blocked me after.
Really?
Oh, well,
really?
We had to talk to Luke,
no.
Not Luke, but we
meant
to talk to Phil after.
Really? Why? What did you say? You intimidated him?
No, we had already spoken on Instagram, so I was kind of bugging him, you know. But
is he your type?
I don't know. I don't know him.
No, but meaning I'm talking physically, not personality here.
He looks like a really sweet guy.
He is.
Not
like
no,
but,
yeah,
but I think he's your height.
Oh, yeah, he's 5'2"?
He's 5'2".
Yeah,
he's 5'2".
I feel like,
and this is not a judgmental. I love Phil to death.
Taller then.
No, but I was just wondering. But his thighs, yeah, are probably bigger than yours.
His thighs are bigger than mine. That works.
He's a soccer player. He was high end. Like, he's one of those Italians that are built like a tank. I'm not talking about you. You're half Mexican, half Quebecer. So, anyway.
I'm still Mexican. I still play soccer.
Yeah.
Not a soccer fan.
No. You're just a football fan.
I do prefer football, yes. Maybe because my kids played, so I prefer football.
I used to be soccer when I got here. And when I thought football, soccer just went.
Football is so much more interesting. Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend, I had games on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
We don't care.
I didn't see none of them because I don't have time.
No, we don't care. But okay, fair enough. Oh, sorry, Phil, man. Maybe next time.
Sorry, Phil.
Sure, I would have invited him on the pod then.
Phil, you're missing on something.
I think he knew.
Oh, probably.
No.
He is in the group. Did I mention it?
He knew.
Oh, okay. Anyway, whatever. We're not going to make this about him in that sense. So what did you message him on social media?
Because he wrote that his last meal would be his steak.
On the podcast, yeah.
On the thing. And I said mine would be steak and fries. That was it.
That would be your last final meal?
Absolutely.
Really?
Steak, like the biggest.
Yeah. That for sure. I get the steak part. How do you eat your steak?
Medium rare.
Very good. That's what I had in New York last weekend.
How was it?
It was fattening. Very fattening. We did 6 restaurants in 2 days.
Damn.
Yeah, because they had reservations for all these high-end, very hard to get. And my cousins are very big foodies. So they organized everything. I just came and ate and paid. And that was it. Delicious food. But food is life.
It is. That's me after the competition.
Like, if I could change the world, if I would be God and I would be able to change something on this planet, would make eating making you feel lose weight.
Absolutely.
Fuck, I would eat all
that. That would be a superpower right there.
Oh, that's a superpower until you get 27 years old and then...
That's good.
She eats all the time and she's losing weight.
It's because you're eating the right food.
Yeah. I'm talking about delicious food here.
Yes. Yeah, not good food, but right food.
Yes. Right food. The right food. Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right food. Do you think you can maintain this lifestyle?
Absolutely not. She does. Not forever,
but you're doing
when it. When you want to.
Yeah.
She has
to go for the next level, the silver fox people.
I'll probably, people always ask, like, are you going to be in a meal plan forever? I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't right now.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to have it's always steady. I'm always kind of eating.
Because I really like this. I like the way I look. I like the way I feel. So I do want to stay on this, you know, don't get me wrong. I eat other stuff too.
For sure.
You know. I had a little binge the other night on ice cream sandwiches. We're not going to lie. But
do you feel guilty?
Not anymore.
No. It depends. When I'm on
shit, that's not true. You ate a poutine last time with me and you felt guilty.
I haven't eaten poutine. God, I don't remember the last time.
Really?
When we were at Harvey's last night.
Harvey's in 10 years.
The first
this one right there.
I'm sorry. I'm
really?
Yeah, there's some stuff I haven't eaten. That was the first date?
Not the first, yeah.
You need your cheating day soon.
I hate calling it a cheat meal. I call it the treat meal because cheating is wrong. So
really? Is it?
Well, you're not supposed to cheat on your diet.
You just exercise options. That's it.
Yeah, but when we're given the go-ahead, we're allowed to have the meal. So it's a treat. It's not a cheat. If you're cheating, it's because you're not supposed to be eating it.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Well done. Well done.
So what's your treat meal?
I go for the steak.
So steak is considered cheating?
Because it's not in their diet. Because
only get 4 to 5 ounces of meat so per meal, which is like this. So if I'm going to have like a big treat, I'm going for like the 20-ounce steak with fries and the dessert.
You're a sweet person?
Well, yeah, I'm a pastry judge, right?
Pastry. No, because I would have figured it would be like so much sweetness in front of you at one point you would be oversaturated.
Like, don't you get tired of eating your stuff? I'm like, no, it's so good. You had the cookies, right?
Yeah.
I could eat the whole box.
Yeah, I love sweet. Look, this was me in my 20s.
No way. But did you see mine?
Huh?
Did you see mine?
Yeah, well, I'm curious to see yours. This is what I look
it's
like today.
Worse. This is such a cute thing. Gym bros.
Yeah, because we're the same height, right?
Oh, so. You were fucking ugly.
Exactly.
Oh, I was ugly. Ugly, you think?
Wait.
I was so big.
Look at my pretty face right now.
So this is what I'm dealing with.
That was me.
Oh yeah, you don't look the same either. You don't look the same either. Wow. But obviously, we do it like to feel good. That's for sure.
That's it. Like, I feel really good now. And so, because people are like, well, like, they're like, are you going to let your coach tell you what to eat forever? I'm like, yeah.
If it makes me feel good.
That's it.
I will.
Why do you care?
No, like, it's okay. But the thing is, if you actually maintain what you're saying, you have one competition left, then you're going to take a break.
I don't know. I say one left, and I feel, for me, I feel the need to do it one more time. Am I going to do it again? Maybe. Am I going to, in 6 months, be like, I don't want to fucking do this? Maybe. But
no, you won't. You
I won't.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I want to do it one more time. I know that for sure, 100%. Is it sustainable, the meal plan and everything? It's hard. It's really,
no,
really
but I'm
hard.
Thinking about more of your social life. Like, you know,
that
and I'm not even talking,
you know,
about dating. I'm just talking about, you know, going out with
you
friends.
You still have friends?
Oh, you know what? You do lose a lot of friends. I did lose a lot of friends. That's the downside to it.
Because you don't go out anymore.
Because
you can't drink. You can't.
But the thing is, that's ignorance, right? Because I can still go out. It doesn't matter what's in my
glass. Do you drink?
I don't drink. But people are like, well, you don't drink, so you can't
exactly.
come. And I'm like, well, I can still come. And
he doesn't drink.
He's the perfect example.
That's it. I'm like, I'm still fun,
drink.
You know? And
my
and
job is just to observe. And
I've gone to birthday parties at restaurants where I ate nothing. I've gone to weddings where I
you
ate nothing.
You ate nothing?
Nothing. I sat at the table and had water because I'm not there for the food. I'm there for the social and for my friends.
But people feel so
they feel
insulted.
The need to
not insulted, but they
no,
need
they feel
to
guilty.
Something.
Absolutely. No, they absolutely. Feel guilty. And this is traditional and cultural. Because when you are in a family setting, a friend setting, and this is very Italian,
food,
they're very Mediterranean,
course.
Food unites people.
Absolutely.
Fucking Jesus had a last meal. You know what I mean? Like it's
yes.
traditionally, it's the example. If I invite you or you coming over for you to have a good time, and now it's not necessarily alcohol, but it's just, you know, festing.
Mm-hmm.
And
course.
It has to do with food, has to do with a good time. And then for other traditionals who drink alcohol, the cheering and welcome. You don't need to get drunk. You don't need to eat 20 meals, but just the fact that if you come here and you don't eat,
it's to be part of it.
Exactly. And the fact that what happens is it makes people feel guilty. And I'm the same. If I invite people over and I see somebody
not eating
whatever, I'm like, is everything okay? Is that this and that? You feel a certain type of guilt as a host, right?
Even though they would tell you they wouldn't eat it.
The reason.
No, but I would rather you tell me what is it that you would eat so I can prepare it for you.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people will do
that's
that.
That's it. Instead of you just coming there looking at us having fun. It's like having people, you know what? You remember when we were kids and we were playing Nintendo? There was only two.
My nets? Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're next and they're just looking. You're like, okay, you can play now. Yeah. Like you feel guilty. Oh, I'm having fun and you're here. Even though you're telling me you're having fun and you're okay with it and everything. We are culturally the way we're educated.
Sure.
Is
that's why we have to bring two other remote controls.
Or
so
you
we
do
can
5, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, and you know you have to do a rotation. That's why if I would invite somebody that has food restrictions, regardless of what they are, allergies, diets, whatever.
But allergies someone is telling you because it's not a choice, right?
But from us, from our point of view, it's the same thing. You cannot eat. You cannot join us. Tell me what I can do for you to join us.
Yes, but that's allergies because that's like they can't.
No,
eat
no, no.
That,
I get
know?
It. But you
like,
can. But you.
No,
refuse.
But I know where she's going because even
my
for
choice.
Me, even for me, like I would tell people, look, if I eat steak, I'll get sick.
No, but it's okay.
For
so what would you eat that you won't get sick?
But you understand. There's people I would tell that.
Because I was vegetarian for 5 years.
Okay.
What I would do usually is I would eat before going out to a restaurant and then I would just have something very basic.
A
salad just to say I'm picking while you're eating too type of thing. Because it's really bizarre. When it comes to drinks, it's not the same thing because he can take a 7-Up. I can take a gin soda. We won't see the difference.
Yeah,
it's
but
too
some
clear.
People take it personally.
Yeah, but that's just dumb.
Like, oh, what? I don't cheers with water. I'm like, well, then.
So why'd you call them friend?
Actually,
no, but that's it. That's just ridiculous right now. Because I grew up in
a
Muslim community where 99% of people or didn't drink or
pretend they didn't.
They didn't drink. So publicly, they wouldn't. So I'm used to that part. No problem. You want to take tea, coffee, water, juice, alcohol? I could care less. As long as you're having a good time and you're not limited. But it's true that. If I would invite you to an event or a party, a supper party, and you're there not eating. Bring your own food. I'll put it in the plates. Like, I would rather that.
Mm. I do. Like, when I do go to things, I'll bring
it's hard to
food.
Find tilapia on last minute and last notice. And
like, I had a wedding the week before my competition, and the bride was a very close cousin of mine. She was in my bridal party, and she said, I won't be offended if you don't come. I said, I'm coming to the wedding. I didn't eat anything. I ate before I went, and I sat, and I didn't eat anything. But I just wanted to be there.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for
it wasn't
sure.
about that, you know.
No, wedding is another, even that's another
it.
Level.
And another friend, I went to his birthday, and it
but
was
when you say
like
you don't eat, why? Because the food, like, you can't even take a salad type of thing.
When I'm on prep, I have to eat exactly what's in my.
And she counts everything.
And everything's counted, so I don't know what's on your salad or.
No, but you put a salad with the salad dressing on the side.
But did you put too much oil? Or did you put?
That's it. I won't even take the salad dressing on the side. The dressing,
but yeah, that's what I usually do. I put the dressing. I always even myself, and I'm not even counting anything. Me, because I'm not convinced that the salad dressing I'm gonna like.
That
and I love veggies.
You don't eat. You don't even.
It
eat
depends.
Salad.
Like like when I'm on my prep, I have to eat exactly what's in
really?
My. Really?
Yep. Yeah, that's crazy. I have a cucumber.
But I did it. I did it for.
And it's counted
like
and weighed and measured and you know so.
It takes her 2 hours to meal prep for the next day, so she wakes up at 3 a.m.
Well, like I cook usually on Sundays. I cook everything and I put them in big containers and then I'll weigh everything out for 2 to 3 days, depending, you know. So.
That's such a discipline. It's admirable, but.
Thank you.
I don't think I would.
You don't
be
intimidate
able.
Me.
Good.
I'm actually intimidated for your dedication, because I did it for 4 months. For sure, not
it's
at the
hard.
Same level as you, but it was something. It was really hard. And at the end, when I decided to, you know what, I'm stopping, because for sure I had the results I had, like I wanted, but I wasn't trying to do a competition, whatever. But mentally. It drained me a lot.
It does.
And for people that they don't know, that is I think people could know, but it is probably the hardest part is the mental.
Absolutely.
The mental,
did you ever train with your kids?
My son came to the gym with me once. Once.
The oldest one?
Yeah.
And never again?
And his mom
someone
intimated.
Someone thought
it
was
intimated
his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned it on the podcast.
And he was like, I'm never coming back here. And yeah, he never came back.
Why? Because, but why would that offend him in any way or form? Does that make him look older or make you super young?
I don't know. Even we were out to breakfast once and I'm sure the waitress thought I was his sugar mama. And he paid the bill and he was like, I feel like I need to tell her you're my mom.
But he's not single.
No, well, I mean,
kid.
I guess he's
no,
a kid.
He,
he's 19.
No, two kids have girlfriends.
He has a girlfriend. But
the
were you here?
He's just.
Or were you in Mexico?
I was about to say
when
you were in Mexico. His brain was still in Mexico.
I'm just wondering because she mentioned it right here, right now.
I think it's just
ADHD,
more like they're
bro.
Yeah.
Not embarrassed, but they don't want people to think I'm their girlfriend.
Because they thought my daughter, because my daughter's my height.
Okay.
She's 15 years old. And my daughter looks like a woman. That's something that I had to
accept.
to accept. The last
you're
year
not
and a half.
Accept it yet, I think.
I didn't accept it yet. And what happened was I was coaching my son's soccer 3 years
kill
ago.
A lot of men. I'm telling you.
And this lady, this one of the parents,
maybe
approached
killed,
my ex and she's like, so, and she was there with her boyfriend.
Oh my God,
ex.
Like this.
And she's like, so how do you feel? Sometimes he comes with his young girlfriend.
That's my daughter. Oh God.
And then my ex is like, what? Sin came with a girl. Impossible. Sin does not bring women nowhere.
Oh
like he hides
God.
Them. And she's like, no, we saw a super beautiful girl with long hair. It's like, oh, you're talking about our daughter. And then just stops. She's like 14. Relax. She was 14. No, 13 even. And then she tells me, she's like, yo, they thought your daughter was your girlfriend.
Yeah, but it's because people are like anything goes now, right? So like,
what does that mean?
Because I could date a 25-year-old and
is there something wrong with that?
You could date a 33.
With a red flag?
I wouldn't date a 25-year-old, but people do it, right? So
when you try that 24-hour Tinder, whatever, Bumble, whatever.
What was your age gap?
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
I did the kilometers. 39 to 50.
Okay. And kilometers distance? Because if you wake up at 4 o'clock, he has to live in the corner of your house.
Yeah. It was.
So you're going to be between the shower and breakfast?
Yeah. He has to live really close or he has to drive because I'm not going far. But I don't even know what the kilometer was. I didn't pay attention.
What's your separation arrangement with the kids?
they come and go as there's no custody because they have cars, right? So they can go there. And
does he live close by?
He lives 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that was more that often at your place.
You know what? It depends. No, not necessarily. It depends. Okay.
Do you feel offended if they?
I would. At the beginning, I thought I would be really sad.
Just one plate to make my oldest son, yeah. And that's it. Fuck the rest.
I
so they don't come all at the same time.
Well, what we did was like we did two nights in the week where like on Mondays they always go to dinner at his, and on Wednesdays they're all at dinner at my place, and then
quality time.
It's just because we never knew when they were coming or going, and I'm like, I would cook sometimes and nobody would come, or I would cook and 20 friends would show up with them. So it's okay. Every Monday it's a
community
there.
Kitchen too.
Yes. Every Wednesday they're here.
They love the mother.
Yeah.
Mom, we're coming with 20. Put a sweater on, please.
And like, he works weekends, right? So they'll hang out on Saturdays and Sundays out to my place because they'll bring their friends. They'll watch football. But they come and go as they please. We don't stay like, you know, you can't go to dad.
Are you in good terms with the dad?
Yes.
Okay, so that's important.
I mean, it's, you know.
So you have the best recipe.
There you go.
But they're old enough so that you don't
That's
have
it. They're old chef. Enough. Two of them have cars, right? So, I mean, I can't say, no, you're not allowed to go. I just say, can I know when you're going
to
be
Yeah,
here,
yeah, you just know? To give you a heads up.
And, like, my youngest has to be driven to school in the morning. So the days that I work, he'll stay there because he has to drive him. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
No, that's interesting. So dating. Okay, so.
Honestly, I'll be honest. I've never dated. I've never dated. Like, I literally...
You haven't been on a date since you've...
I put myself we'll on that... Was it Hinge or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Like, but have you
like
been on a date?
2 weeks ago.
Except for dating apps. Have you been, like, on an actual... Why are you smiling?
Because she did.
No, but I know. But it was
last week.
It was last week. But nobody really knows, so...
Now they do.
Is there going to be a second date?
There was.
Oh!
Oh!
I'm just like, is there going to be a second date? Balls in his court now.
Thank you for the horn.
I'm not used to it. I don't have them anymore.
Yeah, I know they're there, but yeah. So it's not.
I would like there to be a third date. We'll see.
Okay, I don't know who you are, but you need to do a third date.
I'm gonna use this as a clip.
Yeah,
that remember those clip. 80s commercials for dating apps? You had to send a VHS. You remember way
oh
back?
Oh my
when?
God!
You
remember? Yeah.
So before dating apps were like these dating...
It was a call thing. Yeah. Wasn't it a call thing?
But you had to send a video. So you would film yourself with, you know, those handmade, mm-hmm. homemade cameras. And you would have to describe yourself. You know, sin, 44, two kids, blah, blah, blah. What
Long
I like about
walks
life.
On the beach.
That's
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, yeah.
And then you send it. There's actually a YouTube clips of the worst ones.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, but they're just as bad now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But well, like, now you don't judge anymore. You just
no, you
even
do.
Me,
yes,
even
you
me
do.
When I was
you
like,
you judge guys with
yes,
cats on
do.
Their so on the dating
Definitely.
App.
I don't know what the women look like on there, but some of the men, I was like, I
can't. Oh, no, they're all cat whales, all of them. Like
cat
because
whales.
Even the little things that
they're
they
not
would write, I was like, who's going to
Did you see the new filters?
Crazy. Oh, the one that
oh,
you said.
That
I was
my
like,
oh, God.
No. I'll show you this
oh
new filter.
God.
The girl's like, this new filter is amazing. She puts something in front of her face. It doesn't even glitch. She's like, as you can see perfectly, yeah, this is far from the truth. And then she removes it. And I'm
and
like,
God, like,
too
oh
damn.
My God.
It was abstract art.
Oh, crazy. My God.
And the thing is, you take a picture with that filter. And I come on the date and I'm
and
like...
And you don't look like the same person.
So yeah, but I'm figuring the future of AI and technology is going to be you walking around with that filter
looking
on.
Like that?
Yeah,
probably. It's going to be an app on your phone.
Because even the trick that I was doing, I'm like, I got to see you. Yeah. I got to see you on a, like, I'm going to video
FaceTime.
Call you. Oh, hell yeah, for sure. Even with that, I can be tricked now, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to FaceTime like, you and you'll be like, okay, she looks like a picture. So let's go somewhere. And you get there, you're like, oh.
No, but that's why you go on a first date. You go. What was your first date, though? You went where?
We, honestly,
a coffee?
We had a coffee right. at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah!
It was.
Smart man.
It was my idea.
Smart woman.
And it was really last minute. And I just said, let's go have coffee. And I said, I'm not changing. I'm wearing exactly what I'm wearing right
How
now.
How did you meet him, though?
I met him on the app.
In 24 hours?
Yes.
God.
No, you get on the same woman. 24
said,
hours, they're going to have 200.
How many matches did you have?
200.
None.
No. Okay.
I messaged.
What do you mean?
Him.
You can message people if you don't have a match. I haven't been on a dating app in over.
I don't know how it
what
works.
Hinge.
You can message. You can quote
message. So I sent the message and I said I am deleting this app because I think this is horrible. Here's my phone number if you want to call me. That's it.
Wow. I would do that. The cops would show up on my door. This guy's on dating apps, giving his number.
Is it the app that women can control everything?
No, that's Bumble.
That's Bumble.
I don't know. It was Hinge, the first
Hinge
one
what happens is, anyway, I don't know if they updated. This was way back when. You would have a picture of you and some quotes, right? If I do remember.
Like,
you can like or comment.
You can answer.
Yeah, that's it.
So
you can like and comment on them, and they get a notification. It goes both ways, men and women. Okay. You get a notification that the person liked that picture, that quote, or commented on it, and then if you respond, it opens up the window.
That's it. You don't. You if you don't respond,
it's more direct because the other two, Bumble is if you get a match, the girl has to start the conversation. Tinder is free for all.
And the thing that I didn't like with Bumble is like women, they're really not good at.
No, because women have 20 million people waiting in line, exactly. And they're like, "Oh, I don't have time for this," and then you just get lost.
I feel like they do. Like I literally got no.
I had fun with my friends.
We're there for like 12 hours.
Yeah, maybe. I was like, I can't do this.
I had a friend of mine. I had fun with a friend of mine's Bumble this weekend. It's a female. She opened up, and I was going through her account, having fun with it, and I'm like, "Holy
shit!"
Did
you message a whole bunch of people?
No, I didn't message anybody.
You just...
But like, because she was telling me swipe right or left, but I wanted to see the people and I wanted to see, and then she was showing me the messages and everything. She's like, this is what I have to deal with. But then I was like, yeah, but your responses are not any better. And I realized that because people are becoming blasé. They have so much choice. No red flags during the pod.
Why you have
it? It's real estate, bro.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Premium real estate. Yeah, cool.
Demande de visite.
Yeah, cool.
605 rue Robert.
You see, he's doing promotion for the real estate right now. It's been on the market for 2 days.
Yeah.
But people are getting blasé because you have so much choice. Even if you have a match, let's just say, and this is why I completely stopped. This was
me
like
too.
COVID. COVID was the last time I opened it, beginning of COVID. What would happen was I would have a match and I started talking. And then another match would happen. Then I'm like, shit, what do I do now? And then, a third one. And I'm like, shit, now what do I do? And I can only imagine women where it's 3 times, 4 times, whatever I was getting.
10 times.
Really? So I'm like, oh, there's better, hotter, smarter, sexier, whatever. What do I pick? Do I go for harder today? Do I go for the Middle Eastern? Do I go for the Italian? Do I go to Latino? Which one do I go? And there's so much choice, it's overwhelming. I was there for 3 days. Had about 8 matches, and I wasn't there often. What I would do is I would do these rushes where I would go to the bathroom.
And you're...
But not everybody, but I would just take a good 20 minutes, let's just say 15 minutes.
To the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathroom. I usually stay 3 minutes in the bathroom, but then I would take extra 10 minutes.
So you're there just...
Looking.
But where are you in the bathroom?
I'm in a shitty situation. Well, you couldn't figure that out?
I just wanted you to...
Because I know when you were on Tinder, you were just petting your cat. And swiping
right to
pussy.
Really. Actually, my cat was right here, and I'm doing like this.
Pussy.
And I had the app for. That's the only app that I use. People were telling me, "Oh, you can try it out. You can try the different one." I'm like, I just opened Bumble, and I'm like, "Do I really want to have the energy to have another app?"
I
and
think
people,
that's
you see
too,
the same
right?
people on all four apps,
yeah,
the major ones: Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, and Plenty of Fish. I think
I just tried.
Or even the Facebook one now.
The Facebook one. You would go, you would
Facebook
see
market.
Literally, yeah, it's literally the market, second hand, good price, barely used,
sloppy second.
Oh my god,
4 stars. Reviews. I kid
like,
you
for
not.
Me, I was just like, match. I was actually paying because it was $17 back then.
When I never got to that. Phil too did that.
I didn't want to waste my time swiping. So I was going $17 or for 1 week. It was.
This is the same guy that pays a gym for the shower, right? So is this a surprise?
I'm like, let me pay because
earlier
they
you
match
saying
you
that you
whatever.
To,
I'm like,
need to go on trips.
Because if on Bumble it was like. I have like 5 matches, but I can't see them. So I have to go through everybody until, she's going to pop. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I pay to look for the 4. No. Oh, yeah, maybe. So that's what I was doing. And I was just filtering.
Maybe that's worth it. Because last time I was on, it was for research for a pod.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, for 2 reasons.
Well, the pod had a, hey, what happened with that?
Long story. We'll talk about it afterwards. No, I was doing research for 2 reasons. There was the whole gender thing. I don't know if it's still like that. There was a period in time during COVID when you would go for gender, there would be like 20 choices.
Yeah.
And for orientation, another 20 choices. So I had to go and screenshot them. And we had a conversation
about
meaning who knows what these mean. Like, you know, the top 3, 4, let's just say. Then the rest, bi, spiritual. I'm like, these are all fucking Pokemon up in this bitch. Keep on evolving to new things. And it's crazy Because I'm not degrading anybody. I'm just like, this is overwhelming.
It's too much, yeah.
And then you have, you know, you have different people, the fake ones, fake pictures. I had this Greek girl once on the one of these. She was good. She was fucking good. Because I was naive at that time. Very naive. She said she was very cute girl. She took a picture from the top, right? So she had a little bit of cleavage, super kind face. So I was like, oh, this is refreshing, right? It's not like one of those... Whatever. So we connect, we start talking, and I'm like, listen, I'm not going to talk to you for a week, small talk bullshit. If you have time, we'll go and grab a bite or have a coffee or have a drink. Friday. She had three pictures. All three pictures. One was her face, the two others from the top.
You should have told me. I would be like, red flag.
Again, now. Oh, I could smell it. But then I was like, cool.
You were naive.
And then what happened was, it was on Bumble. Wednesday, I always text to confirm for the next day. I'm like, oh, are we still on for tomorrow? Blah, 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 blah. She's like, yeah. Next thing I know, I noticed that there's three new pictures, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, all right. So I clicked the next picture, and it was ironic because it was the picture with the famous bull in Wall Street in New York with the big balls, and she's next to it. And I'm like,
bigger than the balls.
Oh.
That, and she was a lot shorter than the boss.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, wait one second.
4'5"
That's why she takes it from the top, because it's a different angle.
Yeah, because when you do it, you can't see. And the thing is, I didn't know she was...
midget?
She was
a midget?
She was big-boned. Not midget, but she was borderline. I think midget, to be considered as a small person is 4'11". She was probably...
4'11"?
No, to be considered as a small person.
Oh,
my sister's 4'11". She's not a midget.
I don't think that is. I think that's triggering or cancelable. Midget
thing to say.
Small people. But I think it's 4'11" or 4'9", something around those numbers. Anyway, dwarfism. Whatever. So I'm like, okay. She's like, ah, are you still interested on seeing me tomorrow? And I got offended. I was like, listen, now you're putting me in a situation where. You could have just told me or showed it to me from the beginning, and then I would have made the choice. Swipe right or left, considering whatever I'm seeing. Because this is based on what you see.
For sure.
Right? And she's like, no, but the thing is, you know, it was for security reasons. And I'm like, no, this is the opposite of security. You're going to have people get angry at you because you're literally lying.
You're lying.
Or hiding the truth. Let's just put it that way. I'm like, because if you would have put that original picture, and I'm into people of that physique and that type, I would have swiped right. Your mind would have been clear. I know what to expect, right?
Yep.
It's like if you would do an account and it would be just your face, right? And they're going to be like, okay. But then when they see you in person, the expectation versus what it is very massive. If you put your whole body and they're into that, then they're like, that's the type of body, a type of woman I like, you know you're good. So that's why the confidence of I'm going to come how I'm coming, take it or leave it, he knew what to expect. It wasn't shocking to him. That's why I said the whole when you're doing your competition, he's going to expect you to be.
I'm not 7% body fat right now.
And you're not like, orange. I still don't understand by that thing. What's up with you? I know you lean
actually,
more.
I had a really good tan. It wasn't orange. But it's because the muscle please definition shows more when
but
you're
But isn't
tan.
That considered like cheating?
No.
They all do that.
No, I know that because black people have an advantage.
They get spray tanned too.
Really?
Really?
Yes. It depends. It's because of the
lighting. Is it an oil?
Yeah, it's
more. It's like not oil. Spray tan. I don't know what they're
going to. It's a spray tan. Yeah, it's because of the lighting. So when the light hits, it shows the muscle definition more.
Because the rules of cheating on that have to be interesting.
Well, yeah, it's what they take.
Steroids.
You have so much potential.
Yeah, because you don't get tested in those competitions, do you?
I'm in natural, so I actually got tested.
Oh, so there's a category natural and the other one is
open.
Doctor approved?
It is though. It really is. Like, really? There's natural shows and there's open shows.
So everybody that's natural. Open, that means automatically they're cheating.
They're not cheating, but it's known that they might be taking.
But isn't that considered cheating?
I mean, it's almost obvious.
It's like if I do implants. So natural, I can get implants too?
Well, implants of what? You want to like implant
like
your
packs.
Abs?
Yeah, like, there is. That does. Calves.
Oh, well, there could be. I don't
calves.
Know. I guarantee pecs. You in the natural show, there's people that are on stuff too. I got tested because the girl that won the pro card and the second place got tested. And I ended up getting tested. I was actually surprised because in my first two, I didn't get tested.
You get tested before?
After.
Oh, yeah. So you won something suspicious. After. We just want to confirm that you're natural.
It's true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Usually when they fight in fighters like boxing or...
No, but that's UFC, different. Because that becomes... Or? It's before and after.
It's both?
Because they feel... So you can do a cycle And then you have to stop at a certain period and before. Then,
yeah, because people for it to do be flushed out. For natural shows
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Probably, just to get the...
You know, I'm natural. I haven't taken it at my age. I'm not going to start taking stuff now. Maybe if I was 25, but...
Why not?
What are you trying to do here, man? No. Like, she's on the high road, the good road. No, come to the evil road.
Come to the dark side. Come to the dark side.
I don't know. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people on stuff. But yeah, I my first two, I didn't get tested. And I said it to my coach. I said, wait a second. How come nobody got tested? They only test 10% of the people.
Yeah, because I guess it's expensive.
Yeah, so... And they took us off that stage right away, and we weren't allowed to drink water. We weren't allowed to go to our room.
Right after the competition.
Right away.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We came off stage, and the lady
said, that's the best timing. Got to want to make sure that
yeah,
we
yeah.
got to.
It makes sense, because that's what they usually do.
We couldn't even drink water. We couldn't. She had to stay with me. She goes, I need your ID. If you don't have it on you, I got to bring you to your room. You can't leave my side. I was like, lady, I just got to pee.
What is this, a big business?
Yeah.
But don't you have to pee for that test?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Give me the cup.
That's what I said. Give me the cup.
Wow. No, because I that too, that would be very interesting in the sense that you're in a competition and people can use these tricks, I guess. I don't know if it's considered cheating anymore. And they're like, oh, because he had a better budget than me or a better, you know, dealer than me in that sense.
Well, I'm sure, you know, when they're off season, maybe they cycle stuff and then there's a certain amount of time to get it out of your system before a show. I don't know.
Even in football, they were doing that.
For sure.
I know.
Off season, because we get tested too in football, we'll go figure. But off season.
For insurance reasons, no?
I don't know. I didn't
ask. For insurance for others. If you injure somebody, you're juiced. It could be criminal, I think. I'm not sure about this, but I know there was a point where people that were getting juicing and they were doing a lot of painkillers. The whole thing now, everything is being regulated because everybody was.
But there's the open shows now, they're on stuff. But like everybody knows.
No, but people.
C-Bum, I think. Is he?
Who?
C-Bum?
For sure.
I think he is, but for sure.
Who's a
Canadian champion for
Chris Bum? My fiance, he wasn't on the app though, so yeah.
Like, okay.
He has a wife. Would that be a turnoff for you?
Chris Bumstead?
No. If somebody's juicing.
Not really. Well, it's no, their for business, me, right?
But no, but it's fascinating because like it. Especially our generation, right? Plastic surgery. If you go back to plastic surgery, I remember way back when women would redo their tits, they would never tell anybody because they would feel shame. Now everybody's pretty much sharing their business cards. Oh, I did it three times here. This is my doctor.
Yeah, but it depends
now people are open
do
to talk
for.
About steroids.
Come again?
This is crazy. People are open to talk about
yeah,
steroids.
But that's it. Now they're proud. They're proud. Yeah, I'm on my third cycle. Look at these biceps. And I'm like,
nah, I'll never
coaches
do that.
Will ask you, like, do you want to do this naturally or do you want to go on stuff? And like some people
but
do.
How non-risky is it nowadays?
I don't know. That's in 2023.
I don't know. But even
I'm
at the
sure
gym.
The stuff are better than back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I know
before they used to go to Mexico in that deep corner to get it.
I would just be afraid. So like for myself personally, I don't know what the side effects would be. So I wouldn't want to.
And you have three children. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm like, no. But
weren't you 2 seconds ago trying to say she should cheat? What's wrong with you, man?
She has three children. I didn't think about the kids, but now, yeah. She has a minor, one
would
more
you?
Minor. No.
I know a lot of women on it.
Oh, yeah?
But I for myself, personally, it doesn't interest
me. I would be curious to do it, but I feel like
I would be curious just to see what it would do.
Exactly.
Like, how much better
but
would I
feel
look?
Like
I can't
I'm too
lie.
Old
I thought about
for
it
now.
I can't lie. I thought about it.
Nobody.
No, but there's trainers, not from Fit Foam, but there's trainers training at Fit Foam that... I could hook you up.
For sure.
Wait,
I know a whole bunch
going
of people.
On. Hook you up if you want.
But they do. Like, the ones that do it, that like they go for blood tests. They're checked by doctors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do it safely.
They have
like,
safely.
They know
yeah.
a lot about it, you know? I'm sure there's
it
some that don't
stay
know enough
healthy
about it. But
yeah, there's the whole documentary on Netflix on the guy that the blew up the lid for the juicing, the cycles that they were doing for the Olympics, where they made it legal because they were following the gray lines until they decided to... You know, go through. And the results are good. There's no side effects if you follow by a doctor, a dietitian. They follow the blood work and everything like that. I would have been curious to see my optimal.
Potential. I would totally be curious.
But I feel like at this age, I think there would be more side effects.
I still
want to
do my blood work now just to see where I am and like what I can.
What would be the difference?
Yeah.
Like, but not the difference. Like, but naturally. We have like testosterone, we're losing testosterone every year, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I just want to know where
for
I
sure.
am and where I can go to be better, I guess, for lack of a better word, like a better term, like be better and prolong my life, I guess, by working out. I'm not going to go that crazy.
No, but steroids, it's not going to prolong your life. It's just going to physically, visually, I think.
I guess,
it's going to give you that little extra.
But I'm not going to do the juicing part, no.
But I would have been curious. When I would have been younger, if I would have felt it was safe. Because me growing up, juicing was like the biggest taboo in sports. Be natural. That was your biggest, you know, all natural. This is what you see, strength, endurance,
and most
whatever.
Of them were lying about that too, though.
Yeah, but I'm at sure the time it was an expensive drug too. Not everybody could. This is my... Why is it on a Sunday? It's for the fasting.
So you can eat.
I can eat at 4. Cookie, yeah. No, but the weekends is at 2. Today is at 4. Anyway, sorry for the distractions. But the juicing was taboo. If you would find out that somebody would be juicing, it would be like, shame, shame, shame. Now it's just like, oh, I got a guy. I'll hook you up. It's like cocaine too nowadays in clubs. Now it's
that's so easy to... like.
It's snowing all year long. Before, somebody would be, oh, it's or you're a drug dealer, or you think you're a superstar, celebrity, or you're fucking rich. Poor people couldn't take cocaine. It's too fucking expensive.
I know people now that just tell me that, I'm like, he's like, I'm making a bit about 100K a year selling.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Just straight up like that. I'm like, don't you want to shut up?
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. But that's what scares me most about kids, right? This evolution of everybody needs to flaunt it. Before, we used to be very discreet, especially when it came to illegal businesses. Nobody knew.
Because we didn't have social media. So.
Yeah, but now social media is saying, oh, show me how you're doing illegal shit. Even rappers are confessing about their crimes. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Rapping, yeah. And it's crazy because everybody now is proud of, you know, oh, look, I can do this because I'm doing this. These are fake credit cards, this, and that. And that's why the law changed now. Huh? They can use music and whatever you put on social media against you in court. Before, they couldn't.
Because you had to prove. Like, yeah. Have to be.
But now it's like confessing.
It's free for all in there. It's horrible. Yeah,
it's scary, though. It's
really, you got 3 boys. It's okay. You get it. Good luck.
They hate social media, too. They're like, it's so stupid.
Really? That's interesting. That's rare. In that
all
age.
3?
Well, my little nice. One has his own TikTok for cologne.
Oh, that means my son follows. He has an obsession with his perfume.
Cologne?
Huh?
What is it? It's his LG fragrances. It's actually not bad, his thing. There's a lot of views. I'm shocked. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Perfume is the new thing in high school.
Really?
My son is obsessed.
Oh, my God.
He has like 5, 6 different perfumes. And he's like, so do you feel this is like night perfume or day perfume? What the fuck is going on
and
here,
the
man?
Undertones. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But it, like, the dog even smells like cologne in my house. I'm like, you guys, it's horrible. But yeah.
We're back in the 70s.
I guess.
Yeah, well,
but
I
even
there.
That was a, but like, okay. At least it's a good thing to have.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I would rather that than drugs or juicing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
put it this way: if for him, what's it called, perfume and cologne is the thing, might as well enjoy it. Anywho, this was a pleasure. This
welcome
was
for
a,
showing up.
Nice meeting you.
I appreciate
Thank
it
you so much for having me.
I hope you're gonna come back again.
I hope I can come back for sure. I would
definitely.
Love to.
Good, I'll have you. A fill on it next yeah. time.
Yes, please. Hi, Phil.
We're gonna have like a dating app episode.
Had the pug makes a show? Lot of things.
You can't.
Yeah,
come.
You well, you can't be there.
You
I
can't be
come.
There.
No, you can't be there. No. You're not invited.
Maybe we'll do a Mexico edition.
I'm gonna get a red flag tattoo on the other side.
Just you might make somebody jealous.